Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of IBM, a tech giant that's been around for over a century and continues to evolve in the fast-paced world of technology. Whether you're a long-term investor or just curious about where IBM stands today, I've got you covered with everything from financials to recent performance and even an intrinsic value breakdown. So grab a coffee, stick around, and let's break this down together. All right, let's set the stage. IBM, or International Business Machines Corporation, isn't just a company, it's a legacy in the tech world. Headquartered in Armonk, New York, IBM has been a pioneer in computing and innovation since 1911. Today, they're a major player in areas like cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and IT services, with a global footprint and over 270,000 employees. Their mission? To provide integrated solutions and services that help businesses transform in the digital age. We're going to unpack all of that and more, so let's get started with a closer look at who they are and what they do. IBM's story is one of adaptation. Originally known as the Computing Tabulating Recording Company, they've come a long way from punch cards to becoming a leader in enterprise tech. Their business is split into four key segments: software, consulting, infrastructure services, and financing. Software includes their hybrid cloud and AI solutions. Think Watson, their famous AI platform. Consulting helps businesses modernize and transform, while infrastructure services covers everything from mainframes to data storage. Financing, though smaller, supports clients in acquiring IBM tech. With a market cap of around $217 billion and a presence in virtually every corner of the globe, IBM is a heavyweight in the information technology services industry within the broader technology sector. Let's see how that translates to their financial performance. Now let's talk numbers, specifically IBM's revenue. For the full year of 2025, IBM reported a total revenue of about $67.5 billion, which marks a solid increase from the $62.8 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segment, software is the big driver, bringing in nearly $30 billion, or roughly 44% of total revenue. Consulting follows with $21 billion, about 31%, and infrastructure services contributes $15.7 billion, making up around 23%. Financing is a smaller piece at just $737 million. Geographically, the Americas lead the pack with $33.3 billion, almost half of their revenue, while Europe, Middle East, and Africa, EMEA, account for $22.2 billion, and Asia-Pacific brings in $12 billion. This spread shows IBM's global balance, though they're heavily reliant on the Americas. Growth in software, especially tied to AI and cloud, is a key trend to watch, but I'm curious how this stacks up against their profitability. Let's move to earnings. All right, shifting gears to IBM's earnings, and there's a lot to like here. For 2025, IBM posted a net income of $10.6 billion, a significant jump from $6 billion in 2024 and $7.5 billion in 2023. That translates to an earnings per share, EPS, of $11.36 for 2025, up from $6.53 the prior year. This improvement signals better operational efficiency and possibly some successful cost management. Revenue growth of about 8% year over year in 2025 also outpaced the industry average, which is a good sign. However, recent news highlights some investor concerns. Despite beating Q1 2026 estimates with $15.9 billion in revenue, software and consulting segments showed some softness, contributing to an 8% stock price drop after an analyst downgrade. Still, with a net profit margin of nearly 16% in 2025, IBM is delivering value to shareholders. Let's dig deeper into what management is saying about the road ahead. Speaking of management, let's take a look at insights from IBM's latest earnings call for Q4 2025. The company reported a 6% revenue growth for the year, which they called their highest in over a decade, driven by strong demand in hybrid cloud and AI solutions. CEO Arvind Krishna emphasized their focus on innovation, particularly in generative AI, and highlighted partnerships that are expanding their ecosystem. They also beat expectations on free cash flow, generating over $13 billion, which gives them flexibility for dividends and reinvestment. On the flip side, they acknowledge challenges like geopolitical uncertainty and some softness in consulting demand, which aligns with recent market reports. Still, they're optimistic about 2026, projecting mid-single-digit revenue growth. It's clear IBM is doubling down on high-growth areas, but they're not ignoring the headwinds. Let's see how this ties into their broader financial health. Diving into IBM's financial statements, the balance sheet and cash flow metrics paint a detailed picture. As of the end of 2025, IBM had total assets of $151.9 billion, up from $137.2 billion in 2024, showing solid growth. Cash and equivalents stand at $13.6 billion, giving them a decent liquidity buffer. However, total liabilities are high at $119.1 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of about 2.06, which is something to keep an eye on, especially for a company in a capital-intensive sector. On the income side, gross profit margin is strong at around 59%, reflecting their ability to manage costs despite competitive pressures. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was $13.2 billion, consistent with prior year's strength, and free cash flow came in at a healthy $13.2 billion as well. Return on equity sits at an impressive 36.9%, showing they're using shareholder capital effectively. But with a current ratio below 1, at 0.93, short-term liquidity could be tighter than ideal. Overall, IBM's financials are robust, but the debt load is a lingering concern. Let's see how the market values them right now. Let's talk valuation. IBM's stock price is around $232, giving them a price-to-earnings PE ratio of about 22.4 based on trailing 12-month earnings. Compared to the industry average PE of 25.5 for information technology services, IBM looks slightly undervalued on this metric. Their price-to-sales ratio is 3.5, which is reasonable for a tech company with steady revenue growth. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts project a ratio of 21.85 for 2025, dropping to 20 for 2026, suggesting the stock might have room to grow if earnings continue to improve. Dividend yield is another highlight at 2.65%, attractive for income-focused investors, especially since IBM has a long history of consistent payouts. Enterprise value is $291 billion, factoring in their debt, which again reminds us of that leverage. On balance, the valuation seems fair, but is it a bargain? Let's explore further with a SWOT analysis. All right, let's break down IBM's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, our classic SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, IBM's financial performance is a standout. Consistent revenue growth and a net income of over $10 billion in 2025 show they've got staying power. Their focus on high-growth areas like AI and hybrid cloud, bolstered by Watson and strategic partnerships, positions them as an innovator. Plus, their global presence and massive workforce give them scale. On the weaknesses side, that high debt-to-equity ratio of 2.06 is a red flag. It could limit flexibility if economic conditions tighten. Also, recent softness in software and consulting revenue, as noted in Q1 2026 reports, shows they're not immune to market shifts. For opportunities, the AI boom is right in IBM's wheelhouse. Expanding generative AI offerings and cloud services could drive future growth, especially as businesses digitize. Emerging markets in Asia-Pacific also offer untapped potential for revenue expansion. Threats. Competition is fierce. Think Microsoft, Amazon, and Google in cloud and AI. Geopolitical uncertainty, as mentioned by CEO Arvind Krishna, could impact global operations. And if IBM can't keep pace with innovation, they risk losing market share. Overall, IBM has a strong foundation, but needs to navigate debt and competitive pressures carefully. Let's see how the stock has been performing lately. Looking at IBM's recent stock performance, it's been a bit of a mixed bag. Over the past week, the stock is down 1.9%, and over the last month, it's taken a bigger hit, down 11.74%. The three-month performance isn't much better at negative 11.45%. However, zoom out to 6 months, and there's a positive 6.02% return, showing some resilience. Over the past year, though, it's down 2.86%, underperforming compared to the broader tech sector's 9.9% gain. That said, the five-year performance is stellar at 122.77%, reflecting IBM's long-term turnaround efforts. Recent news of an 8% drop after an analyst downgrade tied to Q1 2026 concerns doesn't help short-term sentiment. Technically, The stock is trading below its recent highs, around $232, and could face resistance if negative momentum continues. For short-term traders, caution might be warranted, but long-term investors could see this dip as an entry point. Let's dive into what the stock might really be worth. Now let's get to the meat of the analysis, figuring out IBM's intrinsic value using a discounted cash flow, DCF, approach. I've run the numbers based on historical free cash flow trends and projected growth. IBM's free cash flow for 2025 was strong at $13.2 billion, and looking at past years, they've consistently generated between $8.5 billion and $14.9 billion annually. Using a conservative growth rate of 5% for the next 5 years, factoring in their focus on AI and cloud, and applying a 10% discount rate to account for risk, we can estimate future cash flows. I've also assumed a terminal growth rate of 3%, aligning with long-term GDP growth. After crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes out to around $241, based on some custom scenarios I've modeled. That's above the current market price of $232, suggesting IBM might be slightly undervalued right now. For reference, some pre-generated DCF models peg the value closer to $184, while others are more optimistic at $290. My take? The $241 figure feels realistic given IBM's cash flow stability and growth potential in AI, though downside risks like debt and competition could weigh on this. If you're a value investor, this might signal a buying opportunity, but always factor in your own risk tolerance. Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. So, what's the verdict on IBM? They're a tech titan with a lot going for them. Strong financials, a pivot to high-growth areas like AI and cloud, and a decent dividend yield for income seekers. Their 2025 performance, with $67.5 billion in revenue and $10.6 billion in net income, shows they've still got it. But there are caveats. High debt, competitive pressures, and recent softness in key segments could pose challenges. At a current price of $232, with an intrinsic value estimate around $241, there might be some upside, especially for patient investors. That said, short-term volatility, as seen in the 11.74% drop over the past month, means timing matters. I'd love to hear your take. Do you think IBM is a buy, hold, or sell? Drop a comment below, smash that like button if you found this analysis helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.